Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
Welcome to the half-hour radio program that's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available for children and families in St. Lucie County. I am laughing because before we hit play on the radio or record, I took a bite of apple and in talking, part of it came out. So there you go.
It's breakfast time. You're allowed to do that.
But welcome to the show. Again, it's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and great things that are available in our community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite doing a radio faux pas, which is eating while on radio, we concentrate on five things at the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County, of which Ashley and I work, along with a great other nine individuals, as well as our board. But those five things are: one, making sure every baby is a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors.
You sound like the Energizer Bunny today. Like, you just rattled those right off.
I know, and I haven't even had that much coffee.
I know you say those in your sleep, so I understand. But I do. But obviously, this radio show is a great way to learn more about the programs and the partners that we have throughout the community. But you can also get more information about us and those program partners from our website at csclc.org, along with all of their contact information. So if there is something that you are looking for you or for a friend or a coworker, there is a ton of information about all of the programs that we work with on our website. We also produce that information in a very easy to read, family friendly guide to programs, which you can get in a printed version. It is available in multiple languages, but you can also get to it on our website. If you do have a need for those printed copies, there's a quick form that you can fill out on our website, and we will bring them right to you wherever you are.
Yeah.
Well, maybe with some restrictions.
Like restrictions?
I don't know. Like, if you're on a boat, we maybe are not going to show up there.
It depends on where the boat's at. We may want, especially, we may have to fight over who brings it to the boat.
That is a good point. That is a very good
kayak point. Out there.
Let's do it. I'm in.
So we're also, by the way, if you want to know what we look like on the radio program, we no longer record the video of the program. Thank goodness, right? Because, you know, I can't do my hair every day.
For real. Too much pressure.
But we are on social media. And I say that because it's a fun way to not only learn about resources, but there's also inspirational messages. And sometimes you get a little behind the scenes look, depending on which social media you jump on. So look for us on Facebook. Just look up Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County or the IG. Because I'm cool like that. Instagram, just look up St. Lucie CSC. Or if you just type in Children's Services Council, St. Lucie County, we will appear there and you can follow us and like us and all that good stuff.
It's so fun. You actually happened to be at an event last week and manning the said IG.
I've taken over. You and I had a discussion last week. I have taken over our stories on our social media. So where I go, social media, the stories on IG and Facebook, they will go with me.
It looked like a good time. Did you have fun?
I did. Ashley's referencing, we sponsored the City of Fort Pierce Youth Leadership Youth Empowerment Day. It was good. It was, I'll be honest with you, I didn't stay for the whole thing. I had somewhere else I had to go to. I ended up going to the Mets game. I'll explain that later. It was probably a little over 100 youth there.
That's awesome.
Youth leadership group, of which I know our guest is going to talk about because they share some of the same kids, totally on top of it.
That's awesome.
It was exciting. And the Future Generations drumline performed, which is always a fun thing. I felt bad for the guy that was holding the quads. I don't know if you know the quads, the four drums, right?
Yeah.
They usually, I don't know if his strap broke or what, but he wasn't wearing them. They were on the ground and he was bending down and playing.
Oh, no.
But it was a good way to kick off the morning.
Very cool.
And Audria, who, you know, we worked with the sponsor, we provided the bottles. I have a bottle for you, by the way. The bottles that said youth empowerment on it. She, unbeknownst to me, Will Armstead, Councilman Gaston, am I saying it right?
I think so, yeah.
And Nick Mims, she called us all up front individually to speak to the kids. So it was, you know, a surprise. Yeah. I told the high five story. So
okay.
But it was a good time.
Very cool. Very cool.
So real quick before we get to our guests, just going to remind all of our listeners that our annual report is out and about, and we are spreading the word on it so that you can learn all about what your Children's Services Council accomplished in partnership with many, many people, including all of our funded programs in the cities and the counties and the school district and churches and businesses, all the successes that took place in our county. But I would encourage you to jump on our website and look up our annual report on there. You can read it online. And of course, if you follow us on Facebook, we are posting on there continually about that report. We're very proud about it.
We are. It is, you know, our quick look at, I think it's a good reminder for us too, because like, especially, you know, in our office, we're in the work all the time. And sometimes it's a good practice to look back at what has been accomplished. So it's a good reminder for us too.
If I seem a little off, I don't know if you can hear it. My allergies are like beyond crazy right now.
Yeah, and everyone else.
I keep getting on my computer high pollen count for like the last week. And trust me, I can feel
it. And you're like, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You want me to bring in our guests while you introduce them?
Yeah, yeah. So we're excited about our guests today. They are longtime partners of ours and also our neighbors, because we just, you know, we like them that much. So most of you are probably familiar with the Roundtable of St. Lucie County. We talk about them as a great partner of ours on the show quite a bit. But one of the really cool things that the Roundtable is responsible for in our community is the Kids at Hope initiative. And so we've got two wonderful people with us today from Kids at Hope. And I'm going to let Kevin introduce Kayla, because Kayla is new-ish. I'm going to say new-ish. So Kevin is the resident expert on Kids at Hope in our community. And I know there's some really cool things that you guys have gotten an opportunity to do recently, but also some really cool things that are coming up. So we want to make sure that we get all of that covered today. And there's a lot. So Kev, I'll let you get started.
Okay. That's a pretty hard pill to swallow there. As Ashley said, I'm the Kids at Hope Project Coordinator, and I'd like to welcome with us today is our new school and community liaison, Ms. Kayla McDonald. Hi, Kayla. Unmute.
Hi. How's everyone doing? yes, I'm the Kids at Hope School and Community Liaison, so it's nice to meet everyone, or nice to be here.
Well, Kayla's been with us a little more than 3 months, and she brings a unique skill set that I don't think that we've had with Kids at Hope before. She is very interested in content creation. She does a very good, excellent job with social media. And so that really lends to her being able to connect with our youth and Youth Leadership St. Lucie, being able to do some innovative and unique things with them, but also using that skill set to enhance what we do with Kids at Hope. And a prime example is what we'll be doing tonight, Sean, with the men with More Than a Game 3. We're going to be doing visioning boards. Tonight, we're talking about choosing to be the father that they want to be, which lines up with Kids at Hope in terms of being an ace. So one of the things that Kids at Hope brings to the table is being the aces. And we used the four aces in the card deck, the Ace of Hearts being the anchor parent, the Ace of Clubs being the other caring adult, the Ace of Spades being that person that sets high expectation for youth and teens, and the Ace of Diamond is the one that gives them opportunity to succeed. But why are we using vision boards with the dads tonight to teach them to be an ace? And the title of our training today is going to be The Father I Choose to Be, Using Vision Boards, because there's power when we set forth vision. It gives you an opportunity to reflect back to where you're headed. And that's part of also time traveling, because we teach time traveling to our youth. And simply time traveling is for them to take a mental picture of their future, come back to the present. And as treasure hunters, we help them to walk that journey out. And we use vision boards. And one of the most powerful things about vision boards, and I get off my soapbox, is the quote by Helen Keller. She was asked once, what was worse than being blind? she said, to have sight and no vision. So it's imperative that fathers have a vision, because you got to know where you're taking your family, where you're taking your children in the future. And it's imperative that children have a vision, because they need to know where their future is heading, and so that they can obtain the goals that they're setting for themselves in life.
That's really cool, Kevin. And I know you specifically have done a lot of work with our More Than a Game initiative, which has just been incredible. I think we've talked about it the last couple of weeks on the radio show. But I think one of the really amazing things about Kids at Hope is that, and you sort of kind of touched on it, is it only takes one caring adult, just one. And obviously we want kids to have as many caring adults in their life as they possibly can, but it really only takes one to make a significant impact, to help a child turn their life around. And that's really something that I think Kids at Hope has kind of ingrained in our community, in our community leaders, is that sort of reinforcement that you can be that person to a child, sometimes without even knowing it so much. But I think one of the big takeaways of Kids at Hope is really that we drive that home, that it really only takes one caring adult, and how important that is.
Right. One of the things that we use in the training is called the moment of truth. And we say this, and it's very accurate. A moment of truth doesn't have to last a long time, but it can last for a lifetime. So we talk about the language of hope, the words that we use, because our words have and I just believe that's a creative property to them. So that's why it's important for the youth to say the Kids at Hope pledge, because that positive affirmation every morning, I'm talented, I'm smart, I'm capable of success, I have dreams for the future, and I will climb and reach those goals and dreams every day. But I think which is more impactful is, as a treasure hunter, we come back and we make the commitment as the adult that I will search for the talents, the skills, the intelligence that exist in all children and youth, so they know that they're not in this thing alone. They make a part. It's almost like a contract. Here's your part and here's my part as the adult. But they know that the adults are totally committed to them achieving those goals and dreams.
So part of the Kids at Hope program, and eventually we'll pull Kayla into this conversation. that's a little hint there, Kayla. Part of the Kids at Hope Kids at Hope initiative is you are obviously working with adults. I think everybody assumes Kids at Hope that you're always just working with children, but in fact you are training adults to do just that, which is look for the treasure in all kids, to make sure that everybody believes that all children are capable of success, no exceptions. And so with that, I know that we have the summer coming up, which, you know, it seems weird to think that summer's coming up, but it really is. And you know, I'm sure if you ask a youth, they probably know how many days or weeks are left in the school. But when we think about summer, we think about a lot of kids that are engaged in summer camps.
Right. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing with Ms. Kayla, I'm just going to go ahead and not put her on the spot, but I'm just going to share one of her secrets, is that Kayla knows how to step. So one of the programs has asked us, well, can we use that skill set that she has? See, there's another way of whatever skills that we have, we can build a rapport with the child. So my mentor always says this, that people don't care about how much you know until they know about how much you care. So whatever is the bait to make the connection to build the relationship is what we use. So with Kayla being new, and like I said, the skill set that she has, so Kayla, you can speak to how stepping helps to build a rapport with some of the young ladies, and it gives you opportunity to work in smaller groups as well.
Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've done step before. I was actually the step captain at my high school. Builds team building, like teamwork. You build a rapport with kids as well. And you just teach them to, one, just work together as a team. So,
So are you guys looking then in the summer? You know, in particular, if we have any listeners that, you know, maybe their church runs a summer camp, or, you know, something's going on and organized in the summer for kids and or adults, are you guys looking to get out to those camps?
Yes, that's our primary function this summer. So I have to give out our information. We can be contacted. I don't want to forget to do that. Phone number, you can call me directly, 772-979-1575. Or you can call our office, which is 772-871-5880. Our website is www.roundtableslc.org. And our information is there. But we are looking to connect, and as Sean said, with faith-based groups. We've had the opportunity to train some, but I know in the summertime, a lot of churches and other faith organizations have what they call vacation Bible school. So I think it would be imperative before you put the staff out there is to have them train in the principles and practices of Kids at Hope. As Sean said, there are three universal truths we believe. We believe that all children are capable of success. How do we connect? We connect by having a meaningful and sustainable relationship with caring adults. And the third thing is that we time travel. And what do we mean by time travel? I said that earlier. Where they mentally time travel to the future and we come back and help them get there. We have a saying, every child should be a time traveler and every adult should be a treasure hunter.
That's awesome.
That's very cool. So I know we kind of alluded at the beginning that you guys have had the opportunities to do some really cool things recently. And one of those included taking some of your youth to Tallahassee, which Sean used to spend a lot more time there than I did. But Sean used to take me to Tallahassee. And I know what that experience was like for me as an adult. So I really can't imagine what it's like as a youth, the opportunity to kind of see the legislative process in action. It's very cool.
I was making Ashley time travel with me in Tallahassee.
That's true.
I can say it was quite an experience, even as an adult. That really is my first time going to the Capitol. One of our board members, Dana Trabalsi, she hosted us, she and her staff, and they did an outstanding job. Shout out to, what was her name? Shay?
Yeah, Dana.
I was asking her assistant.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, I can't think of her name at the moment, but her team was awesome. The first night, the young people had an opportunity to spend. We didn't do the tour. We had dinner with the representative and one of her colleagues on the 22nd floor of the state capitol. So you had a complete view of Tallahassee. So we had pizza. But the most important thing was they were open to have dialogue for like an hour and a half. So the youth were able to ask any questions that they had about the legislative process. And it's very rare for teenagers to get that opportunity to speak to two of our state legislators one-on-one and have that kind of time. So we were invited to breakfast the next morning with several of the representative's colleagues. So the youth had breakfast with about five or six state representatives. And then her staff scheduled us 20 appointments with state senators and legislators.
Wow.
Whoa. You got your steps in.
Oh, we did. We walked over 3 miles inside the Capitol that day. But the beautiful part about it was they were given an outline of the bills that each state legislator or senator was presenting. So that night at the hotel, they did their homework and their research. Good morning. When they stepped to our elected officials, one of the comments was they've never seen a group of teenagers that prepared to discuss the bills and the legislative things that's on the floor ever. So they got about 10 to 15 minutes with them. Well, we had 20 scheduled, some had to reschedule, but I think they actually met with 17 different states representatives or state senators. And we did a tour of the Capitol. And then we did a celebratory dinner that night. We still owe them an outing. They were so tired after walking all day in the Capitol. They said, no, Mr. Kevin and Ms. Kayla, we don't want to go out. We'll do something when we get back home. So
I believe that.
It is exhausting up there.
The experience for them was incredible. For us, it was incredible just to witness and to see what St. Lucie County is producing.
That's impressive. And I think too, you know, I love, we know that Representative Trabalsi is very closely tied to a lot of children's issues. Sean talks with her often on some things she's working on for us across the state. But for the kids to have exposure to other state representatives is really amazing. And I'm glad to hear that, because we talk all the time about St. Lucie County being like this hidden gem the secret, you know, we have this secret, this well-kept secret of the amazing things we do here. And it doesn't have to be a secret. Everybody should know how awesome the kids in our community are. So good for them. I'm glad they got in front of so many representatives to show them how amazing the work that we're doing here is.
So your youth leadership group, you know, we know Mia and Sarah and all them, you know, I'm just curious because they are not quiet and and they are not shy about expressing their opinions on stuff. So when they went up to Tallahassee, did they have kind of like something that they were pushing to make sure that our legislators were, for example, making sure that children were a priority, or was there an issue that they are particularly gravitating towards?
Well, there were a couple of issues, and I'm glad you said that because we have one young lady. She's pretty quiet like Kayla is, and she's very, very soft-spoken. But surprisingly, when she got in front of those elected officials, another side of her came out. And I mean, she had some questions, and then she had follow-up questions. She could have been part of the press secretary at the White House because she was not letting up on the things that she was passionate about. But to answer your question, three topics that they were very passionate about vaping, because that's a real problem in prevention with vaping. They're very concerned about mental health, and in terms of how the COVID slide, as it's been called, or during the time of COVID and the separation, how so many of their friends and peers are talking about anxiety. And because of that, 5 years ago, I think you guys remember, it's on our website, we did a video about mental health, time to take the mask on. Well, this group this year, they're motivated to update that, but they want to deal with anxiety and the effects of COVID that their peers are feeling right now. So we're working on that. And they're always concerned about the environment because they understand this is the world that they're going to live in and their children are going to grow up in this world. So they had questions about keeping our environment safe and not just letting anything happen in the state of Florida, and especially in the St. Lucie County community.
I think that's huge that they went up with three issues like that, because Ashley knows this, and I know this all too well. They expect people, I hate to say it, but like people like me and, you know, us, you know, the people that have been in the field for a while and work for agencies, they expect us to bring this kind of stuff, but to hear it from a youth perspective, a different voice that they don't hear every day, is huge. And I'm so excited. And I know most of your youth leadership, and we want to talk about that here in a minute, but I know that they're very, what do I want to say? I know that they got their point across very effectively, because that's who they are and that's how they present themselves. So that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, sorry, Sean. I was just going to say, we've mentioned youth leadership a couple of times, but I know you guys are always actively recruiting for kids to get involved. And it's such a cool opportunity for kids who have an interest in kind of bettering their community or getting more involved in their community. So do you have spots open? Can we talk a little bit about that and how they get involved? More information?
Yes, we never shut down. So we run year round. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, participation might vary based upon some of the other extracurricular activities that the youth are involved in. And we also know that some begin to work at some point, but youth leadership runs year round. We are always recruiting. So we're active now because our projects don't stop and their passion doesn't stop. So we don't want to do the shutdown, because we know, as John Maxwell said in the 21 Irrefutable Laws, you want to keep the law of momentum going. So we've realized, you know, with teenagers, if you shut down, you got to build that momentum back up. So we realized over the years, no, let's just keep it going. And then we work with who we work with in the summer. And then normally during the school year, and our greatest recruitment actually has been their friends. Word of mouth has been the greatest recruitment tool that we've had in the 5.5 years I've been here, because they constantly tell their friends and they bring a new friend on who brings on a new friend. And right now, I think, we have a good succession plan in place. And we use a curriculum called Habitudes. And one of the exercises called the Joshua Effect, which means there was no succession plan. But after watching that, then we're like, okay, we got to come up with a succession plan. So we have the seniors moving out, but we have a lot of juniors and sophomores. And of course, one of the things we would like to recruit is, speak with the eighth graders that's going into high school. Because we have one young lady came in as a ninth grader, And she's actually going to be hired by the Sheriff Department. She's actually the commander of the Explorers. So she came to youth leadership as a ninth grader. She's going to Indian River State College. She's going to get her two-year degree, get hired by the St. Lucie County Sheriff Department, and she's going to be sheriff one day. There's no doubt in my mind. She is so passionate about law enforcement. But she started, and she was the kid that would come in and wouldn't say a word. She wouldn't even speak. She'd wave. And now she's one of our strongest leaders, and she really has a voice. So I want to encourage parents to understand that they might come in as a butterfly. They might come in the cocoon, but they're going to blossom and become that butterfly. So we give them an opportunity to do that.
That's very cool.
So I feel, okay, so, and again, we want to reiterate, if you have a summer camp or you would like Kevin or Kayla to come speak to your group about the importance of Kids of Hope finding the treasures in all kids, whether they be the adults or the kids, you can give them a call. I'm going to give you Kevin's cell number, 772-979-1575.
Correct.
Didn't mean to put that question on there, but I was just making sure. But also, if you have a young person that's interested in growing as an individual, learning about the community, growing in their leadership skills, I cannot stress enough how powerful the youth leadership group is through Kids of Hope. Again, you can call that same number. I'm going to give you a different number this time, the office number, which is 871-5880. Now we have a couple minutes left, and I do not feel like we got adequate airtime for Kayla here. So Kayla, we have 2 minutes left, and you are, did I hear 3 months on the job?
Yes, sir.
All right. So in 2 minutes or less, explain to us what you've seen. What's the greatest impact that you've discovered in your 3 months with Kids of Hope?
Okay. Two things. So the greatest impact, I'll say, for me personally, I'm very introverted. However, it's caused me to grow my confidence more and actually get out in the community and serve other people. And I'll say from the Kids at Hope standpoint, just seeing other kids and adults, just having that connection, because I feel like we're also missing that. And with between me and Mr. Kevin, like, a lot of people think I'm still in high school, so it kind of works out. So like when young adults, like young people see me, they think, oh, like she's like me, but I wasn't too far off from them, so we can connect on that level. And then Mr. Kevin also connects with the adults, the that, you know, that we train. And it's just nice to see, like, everyone has that connection between one another, and, you know, Kids at Hope is growing. So yeah, like, it's so nice.
I'm not gonna lie, Kayla, when I went to the installation, had you not been holding the camera and taking pictures, I forgot. I was like, you know, oh, they got one of the youth leadership kids taking pictures. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's Kayla.
Oh, so no.
I totally forgot too. So but
I get this all the time. So.
but I will say, as we kind of wrap things up here, I think if you're listening and you're kind of like, you know, what is this Kids of Hope thing? I think it's important that people realize that it's a movement. It's an initiative. It's a movement. It's not a program. And we are one of the few Kids of Hope communities across the nation. I'm sorry, we're one of the few across the nation that are truly a Kids of Hope community. And so if you work with kids, whether you're a parent, grandparent, you're part of a faith group, or even a program that serves kids, you need to have Kevin and Kayla come in and talk to you about what Kids at Hope is, because it'll change the way that you work with kids, not only the way you work with them, but also the way that you see with them. And just making this subtle shift to believing that all children are capable of success can change the trajectory for thousands of kids in our community if we all have that perspective and that belief. So again, I'm going to urge you to call 871-5880 and make sure that you and your team, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, as long as you're working with kids, or even if you're a parent, that you are Kids at Hope trained.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Right. I just want to say this to what Kayla said, because she said it, but just a little phrase that we coined. What we're at now is a cross-pollination of the generations. So we have to understand that every generation has a part to play in making our community successful and as beautiful as it is. And so that's kind of the theme that we're running with, across pollination of the generations.
I like that.
I like that.
I might have to use that. All right, folks, we are out of time. We want to appreciate everybody that's listening. A big special thank you to Kevin and Kayla. A reminder that it's a weekly radio show that airs every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame. If you miss that, don't fret. Don't worry. Just pull out your phone, pull out your podcast app, even Apple iPhones. Look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council. I got to get my iPhone dig in there for Ashley. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and it'll appear there as soon as it was released. We want to thank you again. For every listener, a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. We're all in this together. We'll see you next time.